A second day of Israeli strikes on Iran. Iranian state media say dozens of people have been killed, including children. Israeli medics say three people have been killed in Israel by Iranian retaliatory missiles. For decades, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the only way to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb is through war. Iran's UN ambassador has said that Israel's attack was, quote, barbaric and criminal. For the latest, we're joined now by NPR's Hadil Alshalchi in Tel Aviv. Good morning.
Good morning.
Iran responded to Israel's strikes yesterday evening. What's it been like overnight in Tel Aviv?
It was a pretty long night. Sirens blared every few hours, sending us all into bomb shelters. Huge explosions boomed over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Some of those were the sounds of Iranian missiles being intercepted, but some did hit suburbs of Tel Aviv, including an area around the Kiria, which is Israel's Pentagon. I visited one neighborhood called Rishon LeZion. It's a suburb of Tel Aviv in central Israel. It was hit by a missile last night. And over there, I saw windshields of cars shattered, feet crunched on the glass and other rubble that was strewn on the roads. Roofs on the houses were blown off, entire homes destroyed. And all of this, of course, is while Israel is still striking targets around Tehran, hitting nuclear facilities, killing dozens. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency reported a fire at the international airport in Tehran.
Now, Israel says it wants to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear bomb, but is that it? Is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu looking at a possible regime change?
I mean, it's been Prime Minister Netanyahu's dream to topple the Iranian regime for decades, and it would be a huge part of his legacy if it did happen. And last night, he addressed Iranians directly in a video message. He called on them to rise up and said that the Israeli attacks were, quote, clearing a path to freedom for them. Let's take a listen.
And the time has come for you to unite around your flag and your historic legacy by standing up for your freedom from an evil and oppressive regime.
But, you know, the Iranian government has proven extremely resilient for 46 years, and it remains in firm control for now. And at this stage, there's no reason to think Israel's campaign will generate an uprising that threatens the government. And it's not something Israel could expect to happen with airstrikes alone.
Hadil, this all comes as the U.S. and Iran are holding talks about Iran's nuclear program. What's the U.S. role in all of this?
I mean, the two sides were meant to meet on Sunday. Iran said it won't be going at first, but now the Iranian foreign ministry said it's still thinking about it, quote, unclear what decision it will make about attending.
NPR's Hadil Alshalchi in Tel Aviv. Be safe. Thank you.
Thank you.